Nearly 4,000 BTC drained from Blockstream's liquid PEG. Close to 4,000 BTC has been drained from the PEG that backs Blockstream's liquid sidechain, according to a report circulated on September 6, 2026, with the people responsible describing themselves as white hats. At Bitcoin's price of roughly $79,825, as of September 6, 2026, that figure works out to more than $300 million in BTC, based on the reported coin count and current market price. Our own calculation, not a figure from the source. The claim that the actors are white hats, security researchers who exploit a flaw to prove it exists rather than to steal, does not change the mechanics of what happened. A large slice of the Bitcoin that anchors liquid moved out of the Federation's control. Whether those coins come back depends entirely on the people who now hold them. The PEG is the whole ballgame for a sidechain. Liquid is a Bitcoin sidechain. Its central promise is that every liquid Bitcoin, LBTC, circulating on the sidechain is backed one-to-one by real BTC locked on the main Bitcoin chain. That lock is the PEG. When you move BTC onto liquid, it gets deposited into an address, controlled by a federation of functionaries, and you receive LBTC in return. To exit, you burn LBTC, and the federation signs a transaction releasing your BTC. That design means the backing reserve is not secured by a single private key or by Bitcoin's own proof of work. It is secured by a multi-signature setup run by the federation members. If enough of those signers, or the software coordinating them, can be compromised or coerced, the reserve is exposed. A drain of nearly 4,000 BTC points at exactly that kind of failure in the PEG's custody layer, not at a break in Bitcoin's base protocol. White hat is a claim, not a guarantee. Labeling a drain as white hat activity has become a familiar move after large exploits. The actors signal that they intend to return funds, often in exchange for a bounty or an agreement that no legal action follows. Sometimes that plays out. Sometimes the white hat framing is cover that buys time while funds are moved and laundered. For anyone holding LBTC right now, the label matters less than the reserve math. If the coins are returned in full, the PEG can be made whole, and LBTC holders are unaffected. If they are not, the backing behind LBTC is short by the drained amount, and holders face a claim on a reserve that no longer fully exists. Until the funds are back in Federation control, that gap is real, regardless of what the attackers call themselves. Custody risk does not disappear on a sidechain. The lesson here is the same one that shows up after every reserve breach. When you hold a claim on assets rather than the assets themselves, you inherit the security of whoever holds the real thing. LBTC is a claim on BTC held by the Liquid Federation. Wrapped tokens, exchange balances, and card-linked custodial wallets carry the same structure in different clothing. The user holds an IOU. Someone else holds the coins and the keys. This is why self-custody options keep coming up in the wake of custody failures. Spending directly from a wallet you control removes the federation, the bridge, and the counterparty from the equation. It does not remove all risk. Phishing and device compromise still exist. But it eliminates the specific failure mode where someone else's signers lose your funds. For people who use crypto payment cards, the same question applies. Is the balance behind the card sitting in your wallet or in a custodian's reserve that could be drained without your involvement? None of this makes bridges or sidechains inherently unusable. Liquid has run for years and serves real use cases in faster settlement and confidential transactions. But a PEG concentrates value behind a defined set of signers, and that concentration is a target. A drain of nearly 4,000 BTC is a direct demonstration of the size of that target. The open questions, several facts are not yet settled from the initial report. The exact mechanism of the drain, whether it exploited the Federation's multi-sig, a software bug, or a coordination flaw, has not been detailed in the source. The identities and true intentions of the white hats are unconfirmed, and there is no confirmed timeline for whether the funds will be returned. Treat all three as open until Blockstream or the actors publish specifics. What is clear is the shape of the event. a large custody layer drain on one of Bitcoin's longest-running sidechains, framed by the perpetrators as a security demonstration. The dollar value moves with Bitcoin's price, but the structural point holds at any price. A sidechain peg is a promise backed by signers, and this week that promise was tested in the most direct way possible.